This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Happy Monday, everybody. Boy wonder Kyle Dubas, winner of one playoff series in his entire career as a manager in the NHL, talking about how it was time to send Mike Sullivan packing. The Penguins ended their regular season 11 days ago. And Dubas stressed several times when addressing Penguins media today at noon that he had feelings throughout the season that it was time for Mike Sullivan to get the pink slip, and yet it took until April 28th, the Monday after the Steelers NFL draft, to finally get the news out. We're live at Studio B. Andrew Filippone, Chris Muller, Donnie Football is back in Greentree. We'll open up the phone lines now and get your thoughts at 412-928-9370. Because the Penguins just fired their greatest coach of all time. Now, Scotty Bowman is the greatest coach in hockey history, but wasn't here long enough to get that title as far as Penguins coaches go. And if you just look at the history of coaches and managers in Pittsburgh, I would put Sullivan third behind Chuck Knoll and Danny Murtaugh of the Pirates. So an all-time great coach, even though, much like Tomlin, what have you done for me lately? Not much. If you go by what Dubas said today, Chris, he was told by them, your services are no longer needed.
He was told by them, your services are no longer needed. And yet, like on social media, team employees or people who broadcast the games, just there has been this outpouring of, well, he was a great coach. Like they seem, even though that was the message Dubas conveyed that he gave to Sullivan, everybody involved here seems to be trying to make it very clear that Mike Sullivan was great.
Well, you disagree with that?
Which is sort of irrelevant now. He was great, but like the relevant point is they decided he wasn't their guy anymore. Like
So you think that's how it happened? Because I don't.
Well, do you think that, I mean, I've heard one other story here. Gave them a list of demands and they did not want to agree to those things. Yeah, he had his vision, they had theirs, and he told them, like, I don't think I want to keep doing this. That's what I also heard.
I give the Penguins no credit for this. I think Mike Sullivan had better opportunities out there and wanted to go coach somewhere else, and this turned into the packaging of it. Were you fired or did you quit? And I think the Penguins want to make it look like, Kyle Dubas wants to make it look like, Mike Sullivan wasn't the right guy for the job anymore. If Sullivan did not have teams like the Rangers and Bruins vying for him and wasn't interested in those jobs, do you, Chris Muller, think he would still be the Penguins coach today? If those opportunities don't exist, and it's either you're out of hockey or you're the Penguins coach, do the Penguins still fire him? I don't think they do.
Gun to my head, I don't think
me neither.
Because they could have fired him two or three times already, and they would have had cause, I think,
to have
fired
him. They could have fired him the day after the season ended. If Kyle Dubas is so...
After last season, they could have justifiably fired him.
Right, but I'm saying if he came to this conclusion at several times during the season that he was not the right guy to execute a rebuild, why the hell did it take 11 days?
They love firing coaches midseason. It's usually the best thing that happens to them in a given year. And yes, they waited a long time and they kind of news dumped it too on a day when most people know that like the overwhelming focus in this town would be the Steelers draft picks and reacting to who they got and what they did and everything else. Oh, ho-hum, by the way, at whatever it is, 9 this morning, he's done.
I think Mike Sullivan told them yesterday that he wants to be the Rangers head coach or somebody else. And that's
the
at
Bruins
that point.
Son-in-law plays
Yeah,
there.
At that point, the Penguins had to figure out how they were going to make this sound, how they were going to present it to their fans. And the way that Dubas made it sound was he's not a good coach for us anymore, which obviously we can debate and discuss that. I think Penguins fans are pretty split on that. I think Penguins fans are many of them that just think they got rid of one of the best coaches in the NHL.
But, I mean, it had gotten stale. I don't know how you could argue that. Like, even if he is still one of the best coaches in the NHL, and the fact that he's going to have another job will sort of suggest to the idea that that's true, or at least that he's very in demand, you can be, and we see it all the time in this sport, one of the best coaches, and then 2 years later you can be out on your ass because nobody lasts very long in hockey behind the bench. His tenure with the Penguins lasting as long as it did after the last time he won a playoff series is an upset in and of itself in NHL, in the NHL world. The fact, too, that like so many of the ancillary people involved here are saying so many nice things about him so publicly also suggests either that they want to make it look like a love fest on the way out the door, or that those people sending those things out realize he did call his own shot, and they're just dapping him up because they like him and think he's great.
So we have great insiders that cover our teams here. There are great national insiders who cover the NHL, right? If Kyle Dubas really, if his patience was wearing thin with Mike Sullivan and thought several times during the year, I'm just not sure he's the guy. How does that not leak out? How is the immediate reaction when the season ends? Oh, yeah. As long as Mike Sullivan wants to continue to coach the Penguins, he'll coach the Penguins. And now today it's a totally different version of events. Now, I think for me personally, I think it's fine. I think moving on from Mike Sullivan is more than okay because of how long it's been since they last won. But I guess I'm not excited about this because I still don't trust the person who's ultimately making the decisions for the Penguins. And he, I think, just got more power today too.
So what you're really saying is it does not, his dismissal or his not being the coach anymore, dismissal implies they initiated it, not him. Mike not being the coach anymore isn't that great because it doesn't suggest the way you think it went down, that anybody there had an urgency factor here, that they were otherwise, unless he had come to them, completely okay with the status quo.
I think the ownership group still loved Mike Sullivan, and if Mike Sullivan wanted to continue to coach the Penguins next year, well,
that's what I mean.
Also,
so like, they didn't learn their lesson, or they didn't feel like a need to make a change, even though the lack of results would suggest that they did need to make
a change. No, I think they're just saying those things now because there's a popular narrative out there to which I co-signed for a long time that Sullivan like went past his expiration date. You go that long without winning, the overall point that we played from Dubas there, where you know great coaches can no longer be the right coach for a certain team or certain situation, I think that's right. But I don't think he actually feels that way. I think he has to say those things now because Mike Sullivan had options and exercised those options. I think Sullivan would have left after last year if he thought the right job was out there. Remember Kevin Weeks was like tweeting those things with like bridges and eyeball emojis and stuff?
Oh, yes. Who could forget?
And I think that he might have jumped at one of those jobs last year, but he didn't see one or find one that
I'm glad he jumped. Then he wanted to jump then, because I think he would have continued to not deliver results for this team. And I'd like to see them actually do something interesting with the head coach. That's the other part of this for me. I'm already annoyed at the names that I see getting bandied about as possible head coaches. Rick,
why are they annoying you?
Because I don't want another also ran or another guy that's been around the block. I don't want Rick Tocchet to come and coach this team because he's friends with all the people who cover this team. I don't give a rat's ass. Give me a coach like David Carl, the guy at Denver that the Blackhawks thought they could get, who doesn't want to do that job, who's a fast-rising coach within hockey circles. Give me somebody interesting. Isn't Jay Pandolfo at BU right now? Give me somebody that's like got a track record of working with talent at like the AHL level. Instead, it's, well, real Rick Tocchet coming down the pike if they can get him to leave.
So who's doing that?
You haven't seen people immediately connect Tocchet to the Penguins?
I've seen them connected, but I've not seen like a fan base clamoring for them. Maybe they are, and I just missed it.
I mean, I think half of the people clamoring are people who cover the team. Or not like cover the team, but I'm saying like the people who exist in orbit around the team in media, they connect these dots, like, and it's almost like they want Rick Tocchet. Why? What's Rick Tocchet? What makes Rick Tocchet so great?
Well, I think he's similar to Sullivan. I think he's a good coach, but if you're really a team,
you're a team that's rebuilding.
Then I don't think he's the right coach.
Grow with the rebuild.
Exactly.
Hire a guy that's in his 30s, maybe, that actually could work with a young team and let him grow with the team and give him 5 years of runway or 4 years of runway to actually show he can do something.
So I think Dubas will do that.
But Dubas will do that partly for a reason I don't like if that's what happens. It's because Kyle Dubas is still the man.
But I also don't trust him to be the guy.
Well, I know. What has he done to make people trust him so far?
Well, he's
acquired a ton of second-round picks. Awesome.
Yeah, he's gotten a lot of draft picks.
Great, cool. What are second-round picks in the NHL worth?
Not much.
Two bleeps and a bleep?
The one time he attempted to win here, when he thought he could still win, his moves were give Tristan Jarry an extension, sign Ryan Graves, and trade for Erik Karlsson. So I'm sorry if now that Mike Sullivan, a man with a lot of clout and power, left, and that leaves like one guy left at the OK Corral, I'm sorry if I'm a little bit pessimistic about his ability now to execute this rebuild. I'm cynical about it. Like, I do think it's appropriate. Like, I, for one, think in the end, Mike Sullivan was not going to win here again. So keeping him is kind of like banging your head against the wall. But if I had to pick somebody, who do I think is better at their job? We do this with Shelton or Charrington. Who do I think is better at their job, Sullivan or Dubas? I'm going to say Sullivan.
I think that to whatever degree Dubas might have been unhappy with him, if that even existed, was that he did try to build teams that won and they didn't win with Mike. And you could put that back on Mike and say, was Ryan Graves a horrible signing?
Yes.
Obviously. Was Erik Karlsson, has he underperformed? Yes, but I can't blame Dubas for that. You're supposed to bring him in and the head coach is supposed to find ways to make the best version of Erik Karlsson appear. Now, if you're going to just say then they brought in a guy who's a total dog who wanted to do it his way, then everybody in the league should have had the book out on Erik Karlsson that the guy couldn't play well with others. And he had to be the alpha dog for a team. And if that wasn't going to happen, then don't bother trading for him. Let him twist in the wind. I have to put some of that on Sullivan. Sullivan also is Tristan Jarry's biggest freaking fan. Let's not act like Kyle Dubas at gunpoint was told, you have to sign this. I mean, Kyle Dubas wanted to do it, but let's not act like Sullivan didn't grease his skids.
I think Sullivan's hands do have some blood on them for the way that things have unraveled since 2018.
They absolutely do. Like, I share your belief that Kyle Dubas has done nothing to make me think he's the right man to turn this around, but like, however it happens, Sullivan wanting to leave or the Penguins wanting Sullivan to leave, and I think you're probably right to suggest he wants one of those very like, plum jobs out there. I'm ready for him to be gone and for something new to have happened.
Fair enough, but like, the decision the organization made, did they want this to happen or did it happen because of
That's relevant.
That is relevant.
I thought I knew why it mattered because it either shows that you've decided that this isn't good enough anymore and you're moving on, or the person leaves you in the lurch means you still thought everything was hunky-dory.
Like, if you left here for a huge job in, I don't know, Chicago, all right?
And hell would be freezing over when?
And people got pissed at Craig Riley for letting you go. If it was your decision, he shouldn't get blamed for that. You should. You're the one that left. So in this situation, like, if Mike Sullivan was like, I'm committed to the Pittsburgh Penguins, I don't look at the Rangers or the Bruins as greener pastures. I think that they're finding a way to work it out. And all the things that Dubas has said that have been complimentary about Sullivan still hold true. I think he knew at the end of the season when he did that press conference and gave a wishy-washy answer on Sullivan's future. I think he knew from other organizations' interest and Sullivan's agent that he had kind of grown tired of things here. And maybe he also doesn't trust Dubas's plan. How about that? I think that's part of it, too.
I think there's another factor. I would love to know Sidney Crosby's feelings like about all of it.
Well, they tried to get to the bottom of that today.
I feel like Sullivan is hyper loyal or was hyper loyal to Sidney Crosby. So I also wonder what would compel, like, could a job be good enough where Sid says, hey, I'm going to Penguin for life, man. And Mike goes, well, I'm leaving anyway. Peace out. See you later. I can't wait to go be the Rangers coach. I can't wait to to have give me somebody on the Rangers he would love to coach stylistically.
Well, I don't think it's about coaching one
guy.
It's
about money. It's going to reset the market.
Yeah, it's about money and winning.
He's going to make $7 million if he wants to coach somebody somewhere.
And would you rather win 25 or 30 games a year and coach Sidney Crosby? Or would you rather try to win Stanley Cups? He's gotten the blessing.
I mean, he becomes a legend if he goes somewhere else and takes another team to a cup. He's won cups with two different teams at that point. And all the teams you hear him connected to are original six teams.
Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Steelers draft is in the books. They picked a quarterback. We'll get into that later in the show. We'll grade the draft. We'll go over their best and worst picks. Right now, Mike Sullivan is not going to be on the street for long because my theory is he wanted out. And the Penguins were like, okay, we don't want to keep a coach who's a hostage and not a volunteer. So let's spin it and let's make it sound like we wanted to fire him all season long. And that leaves the organization in the hands of Kyle Dubas, and we can debate whether or not we think he's going to be able to pull off this rebuild successfully. 412-928-9370. Just really want your thoughts on the Penguins saying goodbye to Mike Sullivan, because he is one of the greatest coaches in this city's history, one of only three to win multiple championships as coach or manager. 412-928-9370. Let's talk to our number two fan. You knew he was going to be champing at the bit for this. Jeff in South Park. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Well, Jeff, we want to know how you are today.
We're guessing you're borderline erotic right now.
I'm going to paraphrase Darth Vader right now, a line from the original Star Wars movie.
Malzy, do you think you know which line it is?
Well, go ahead.
It will be a day long remembered.
For it has seen the end of Mike Sullivan, and it will soon see the induction of Soundgarden into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So, oh my yeah. God.
That was exactly how I was going to finish the line.
No, I live for about four things. I live for my family. I live for Penguins hockey. I live for Soundgarden. And I live for seeing the PM team become a dynasty in the Barrett Sports wow. Media polls. So
you like this move then?
Yeah, you got to love
it, Jeff. Yeah, and I mean, I ultimately do come down on Mulsey's side here. Like, I don't care how it came about, because obviously, Pony, you do make really good points, but I don't care how it came about. Let's talk about the other problem in town. Like, whenever it happens when the Steelers separate from Mike Tomlin, it might end up being something very similar to this situation. Are you going to care at that point? I really don't think you will. And I mean, it's fair to
I disagree with that, and here's why. If I found out Art Rooney fired Mike Tomlin versus Mike Tomlin, quote unquote, retired and said, I don't want to coach anymore, my days here are done, it would absolutely affect the way I feel about Art. If Art actually had the stones or the balls to fire Tomlin, it would completely change my mind about him.
Let's put it this way. Let's say that it was Tomlin. We can use both in this situation here, Tomlin or Sullivan. Let's say yes, they're the ones that wanted to go, and they wanted to go on their terms. Because Art Rooney is so afraid to conduct another coaching search, I think the difference would be that he would grovel to bring back Mike Tomlin under any circumstances. And at least the Penguins could recognize the fact that the relationship was not working anymore. And I mean, I don't blame Sullivan for all of what's happened over the last 7 years. I mean, this all started with the downfall of the goaltending. I mean, in retrospect, letting go of Fleury in the expansion draft was the wrong move, even though at the time it was absolutely the right move. But I mean, he didn't adjust his system. He refused to play young players. And, you know, I got a chuckle out of the
initial
report.
That point there is the most inexcusable part.
Thanks,
young
Jeff.
Players that he felt comfortable with from his time as the Wilkes-Barre coach gave him his title run, his back-to-back, especially the second one. They did that off the backs and on the energy of younger players. And I always felt it was inexcusable that once the Sullivan guys had been maybe moved away or dealt away, some of these, like, third and fourth line players, suddenly nobody was good enough. No young player really could break in. Remember when St. Ivany at the end of last year like looked like a solid player and people were wondering out loud, well, why the hell does this guy, like, why was he sitting all year in the minors? Why was he wasting away? He looks better than what they've had. And I think Sullivan fell in love with veterans. And yeah, already your grok tendencies on Twitter have caused people to Photoshop or do an AI thing of Mike Tomlin as the next Penguins head coach.
Who did that, Donnie?
No, Nate goes, the strength is in the collective. I have a ton of respect for Mr. Ovechkin. Obviously, we won't seek comfort in the fact that we have the worst penalty kill in the league.
Early returns on our poll question. Did the Penguins make the right move firing Mike Sullivan? 78% say yes. I do think that the Jeff is right. If the Penguins really wanted to, they could have said to Sully, yes, you're having teams who want you, you're in demand. Let's give you more money and let's give you even more years on your contract. And they decided not to do that. So I guess they could have like pacified him and kept him from using his wandering eye to look at better opportunities. But they didn't. They probably felt like they shouldn't have to do that, given the way well, the team also, has performed.
I mean, that
over
also
the last
might be
years.
A that also might be a sign that say he did actually his wandering eyes what caused this rift that they weren't like it's in a relationship. If your girlfriend breaks up with you and you don't exactly try hard to win her back over and say, "Are you sure you want to do this? Come on, let's work this out." You might have been subconsciously ready for it to end too.
I mean, you can. I'm curious if you agree or disagree with this. I really think if Sullivan believed that Kyle Dubas could turn this thing around, I don't think he would be leaving to be the Rangers coach.
Or the Bruins coach.
Yeah.
Or...
And I don't think they would have fired him. If he was completely on board and said, you know what, Kyle, you're right, your vision for the team, I'm in. It might take until 2027 or whatever it is.
I think that's probably true.
He's not ancient.
I think that's probably true. How could he feel good about Dubas right off the jump?
Well, some Penguins fans think that the guy basically walks on water and all the moves that he's made put them in position to be a contender again. I don't,
why,
personally.
I think that's an interesting thing to bring up. He's going to be the guy in charge of making this next hire. I don't think that Kyle Dubas has earned the benefit of the doubt. So I
zero benefit of the doubt.
I want to hear from these Penguins fans that might be out there that have total and complete faith in Kyle Dubas.
Listen to Starkey and Pop on Wednesdays to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at noon on the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. All right, that was Kyle Dubas when asked about Sidney Crosby and did Sid factor into the Sullivan firing. How did he take it? How does he feel about it? And Kyle Dubas said it was a five-minute conversation yesterday. That seems brief to me. That doesn't seem like it would be enough time to really pick his brain on it and get his thoughts on it.
But didn't you hear? He's got to do what's best for the organization. He said it three times in that clip.
Yes, and my rebuttal is what's best for the organization many times is doing what Sidney Crosby wants. Not always, but oftentimes, keeping 87 happy
is
paramount.
This, just offering this up, not really with... you know, necessarily direct connection. 87 wanted to keep 71 and 58 around.
Yep.
Has that been for the best?
Well, they haven't won with those two guys since they got the extension. So how could I say there's no way I could say yes unless people are just into nostalgia, which nostalgia has its place, but I'd rather compete for cups like the Capitals than watch nostalgia. Tyler Kennedy back with us. All right, TK, your thoughts on what you heard Dubas say about Sidney Crosby's role in this whole Mike Sullivan decision.
I think Kyle Dubas said the right thing. I think he did the right thing. Obviously, he talked to Sid out of respect, telling him what they're going to do. You know, I think if that conversation went sideways and Sid was like, whoa, 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 no, hang on, you know, I think it would have been longer than a five-minute conversation. But
That makes me think, sorry, I'll let you finish your thought, Tyler. That makes me think that the conversation might have been, hey, Sid, Sully's got big-time money on the table from the Rangers and Bruins. He's not going to be here as the coach next year. And not we're firing Mike Sullivan. My take. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I don't think this is the first time. You know, whenever you think of, whenever they finish, this is how it goes. Usually the guys with less rank, which means like the third, fourth line guys, the guys, you know, that aren't on your core, they have meetings for about a week or about, you know, 3 days after.
and then the big dogs come in like Sid, Gino, and he probably touched on it there, right? And I think what happened was when you give a guy like Mike Sullivan a 2 or 3 week break back in Boston and his agent's calling up saying, hey, we got all these offers, so if you don't want to be part of the rebuild in Pittsburgh, you can be walking to these. I think it puts a little bit of, you know, some different decisions in Mike Sullivan's head. But on Sid's part, like, guys, Sid has a say. And again, like I said, if Sid would have said, no, we're not going to let him go, and I don't think Sid would ever go against a GM out of respect for the GM and letting the GM do his job. But I think if Sid would have been like, no, 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 it might have been a different conversation and maybe a longer conversation. But again, Sid can't be the GM and score 30 goals a year and do all this and be the community guy. Sid can only handle so much on his plate. And I do respect Kyle Dubas for giving him a call and giving a heads up on what's going on. Like, when I think of the whole Penguin organization, the smartest guy in the organization is Sidney Crosby. But Sidney Crosby also knows when to step and when not to step over that line. And this is a time that I don't think he needs to step over that line and put his 2 cents in, because they haven't won the last 3 years. And he does know there needs to be a change. And it probably starts with the coach.
How desirable of a job do you think this is, TK?
It's probably not for a veteran coach. It's probably for a guy that's trying to prove himself, or a guy that's a guy that has ties to Pittsburgh, ties to the Penguins. I think this is more of a project for them, because, again, when I think about next year, the Penguins aren't going to be a totally different team. Kyle Dubas has a multi-year plan on how to get them back and be a contender in the playoffs. And I don't think it's going to be all, you know, sunshine and rainbows coming up here. I think it's going to be still 1 or 2 years of not making the playoffs before we have a contender.
So, Tyler, just to make sure I hear you right, you don't think that the Sullivan-Sid relationship was so close or so perfect that by Sullivan walking it, like, changes Sidney Crosby's perspective on how he feels about the Penguins?
No, I think Sid loved Mike Sullivan, but this is part of, you know, being a player, being a coach. There's got to be that line of separation where you have to let your GM be your GM. You got to let your coach do the coaching and Sid do the playing. Yes, I think he has a lot of impact. His words mean a ton. They have a lot of weight to them. But like Kyle Dubas said, when you walk into a dressing room, this is one of the things that I liked about Kyle. You can go to players, and I bet you half the team liked Sully, half the team didn't, and you can't take into respect everyone on that team because everyone has different values or different likes of Mike Sullivan. He has to do what's right for his team. And again, Sid obviously has the most weight pretty much through everyone, but again, Sid's not going to stop a firing or a let go because of his relationship with him. Again, I think Sid knows something has to change. Guys, we haven't made the playoffs in 3 years. Like, the Penguins organization is losing money when they don't make the playoffs. Things need to change. I think there's probably pressure from the Fenway group to be like, hey guys, we need to start making moves here because we didn't like what we saw this year.
Wait a minute. If there's pressure, like, do they not realize that they're going through a rebuild? Like, I got bad news for them if they think this is as bad as it gets. Like, they might have one more year that's even worse.
Or more.
And it might be good for them to have a horrible year because then they could get another Lemieux, Crosby-level player.
Yes, but I also don't think they want to strip it down to the studs and try to rebuild it that way. Like, we watch Chicago Blackhawks. Like, Chicago Black, you want a team that teared it down and is trying to rebuild? Like, Chicago's not 5 years away. They're like 8 or 9 years away, in my opinion, of getting better. But yes, I do think there's pressure to get as good as possible to get into the playoffs as fast as possible, because just like everything else, it's a business, and they need to make money in that business. And how you make money in the NHL by owning a team is making the playoffs. With the NHL rights, the NHL TV deals, they don't make that much. They really don't make any money without making the playoffs and going on a run. Once they make playoffs, then it's a different story. But if you don't make playoffs, as an owner, you're losing money. And that's not how you run a business, and that's why change needs to come, and it starts obviously with the head coach.
Tyler Kennedy, Penguin Stanley Cup champ, hopping on today with the breaking news that Mike Sullivan is no longer Penguins coach after 10 years. Thanks, TK. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks, boys.